Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Happy Tuesday, July 29th to you. A lot to discuss today. We've got some news certainly on the Memphis basketball front, some scheduling news and more. Chicago, those of us that are longtime Chicago Cubs fans, a lot of that from WGN, growing up, all that, lost an OG in Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Fame second baseman, lost him at the age of 65 yesterday. That's being talked a lot about in Chicago circles. So is the NFL. And for some reason, the Bears continue to be a storyline, even though they have proven nothing. I suppose when you are a former number one pick, you can't go far if you're Caleb Williams without folks talking about how much pressure is on you. And let's be real, too. Getting Ben Johnson, one of the guys that most teams in the NFL took a look at, said is a guy that we want to, you know, bring in as an offensive genius, the former Detroit Lions offense coordinator. You got him, too. So there are high expectations. But a lot of the talk in Chicago today is about the quiet gentleman that Ryan Sandberg certainly was, again, second baseman for the Cubs and Hall of Famer. Glad to have my partner here, John Martin. He is in his Raiders regalia as usual. I'm in my polo, and Brad Carson is in his, what you repping today?
I guess it's a hoodie. I wear hoodies, okay. But I wear the thin ones. You all wear the thicker hoodies.
Yeah, we're all going hoodie today.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a meat locker.
Usually an ice
here.
Box in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and it's 113, or at least the feel like outside. And isn't that close to what we're feeling outside in terms of the
it's hot.
The index.
Every story on the news right now is a high school band or football team with a reporter in their face going, how many times the TSSAA got to check y'all? You know, like the, so that. It, but it is something. I guess you got to. They have rules for that. So.
I mean, nothing to play with,
no,
obviously. And the folks over at Bolton are still feeling the repercussions, losing, you know, a 16-year-old football player in this heat. Please, folks, take it easy. Take it seriously.
Good to see you guys.
This heat outside.
Yeah, it's very hot. Very hot. But that's July in Memphis. We've been on this earth long enough to know this is what it's going to be.
Facts.
You know? You know, we'll continue to trudge along and whatever it takes. I know we can make it through. So we'll continue to do that here on the show. All right. Jessica Betts is going to join us at 11:25. We'll talk to her about everything. And then at 1:25, Frank Bonner is going to join us. Memphis football starts up camp, I believe tomorrow. And so we will have some Memphis football storylines emerging. Does Ryan Silverfield really expect us to believe that the quarterback competition isn't decided when he takes Brendan Lewis to media day? I mean, is that really what he thinks we're going to buy that? Come on, man. We ain't buying that. I ain't buying it. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what Frank has to say about it. He's over there. He knows what's going on. So, anyway, we'll do all of that at 1:25. So, that is the show today. A couple of things on the Memphis basketball front. We have another scrimmage. Well, I guess we have one official scrimmage. We think there's going to be another scrimmage, but it has not been announced yet and made official. But we do have one that has been made official, and that would be against Auburn. Memphis is going to scrimmage Auburn in the preseason. I believe this will be, is it in Atlanta? That's where they actually played the regular season game a couple of years ago. But it's in Atlanta, and it will be at State Farm Arena, which is of course where the Hawks play. And yeah, it's an SEC opponent, you know, a nice scrimmage. Penny said, anytime you get a chance to compete against a Final Four team like Auburn, you embrace it. These are the kind of games that prepare you for March. It's a great test for us as we prepare for the season. South Carolina and North Carolina women will play before that game. So it'll sort of be the warm-up to the 7:30 tip there between Memphis and Auburn. Leah Miller-Tooley said, we're excited to work with Memphis for the second year in a row in a great exhibition matchup, helping them gauge their team. Preseason coach Hardaway has done a great job recruiting, and this will showcase their talent early on. It's not a charity event. Obviously, the one here in Memphis will be a charity event. You can get tickets via Ticketmaster. Terrace level, $35. Plaza level, $80. Floors, $205. Courtside row 1, $305. And then Hollywood courtside seat, which is between the team benches and the scores table, $355. So whatever your fancy, there are price ranges for everybody. And look, Jason, I think the thing here is we wish this was a regular season game, but it's something. It should help Memphis if, you know, they take it seriously. And why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Memphis has probably cranked up the regular season portion of its schedule as much as other teams are going to allow it to. Penny would love to play, I'm sure, all these SEC teams in the regular season. It's about, you know, having to get them to sign off on that other side. Last year, they were tested. You know, we can talk about the North Carolina game and what it didn't draw, and the hope was you could try it again, and hopefully that's going to – and we can get to it. That's going to really, you know, do what you hoped it would last year in terms of create a buzz when you've got Arkansas in there. But what it did was test you. I mean, that is the part of this. And Penny Hardaway with a new team every single year – you need as many games against quality competition as you can get. With all due respect to the programs that you used to help out, right, Lemoine and Owen, Christian Brothers around here, in terms of playing those exhibition games, these games tune you up more for a season. We never give Memphis, whether it's Ryan Silverfield, Penny Hardaway, time to have a down year anymore, because that's the nature of college athletics. There is no more rebuilding. There's no more resetting where you get a year or two that you're down, especially not when you're Memphis and the investment level. And so that means you got to win now, which means you've got to be prepared for a schedule that we know is going to be tough again. We'll see in terms of how it matches up with last year's fourth toughest in the country. But these games prepare you. Having Auburn and then hopefully Arkansas is going to be something that prepares you chemistry-wise. New team that you can benefit in a way that you can benefit from come regular season, because it turns up pretty quick.
Yes. No, it absolutely does. And, you know, again, we'll see on Arkansas. We'll see, what they can accomplish there.
I mean, at this point, it'd be kind of terrible for Arkansas and John to back out. I mean, Penny's kind of he's down on one knee.
Yeah.
In terms of that podcast, in terms of the way he approached Cal with it, it was genius, frankly. And to say, no, we're going to get it done for you. Cal basically saying, hey, you got to bring my guys back. I mean, Cal's the one that sort of the ball's in his court. And if it doesn't happen,
right,
you know, sure, maybe it's not all Arkansas. But at this point, you know, if you're Arkansas, you're kind of in there.
Yeah.
It's like you're sort of penciled in there. You hope they follow through.
Yes.
And that's something that we've talked and probably spent, a whole segment on that first day about how big this could be for both programs, but specifically Memphis, because you're still hoping to turn that into a regular season event. You need that to pop off, and so hopefully it does, and Arkansas holds up its end of the bargain. This is not real. Cal should be okay with playing it.
Right, right. And especially, I think his whole thing was he wanted to get all the former players back. He wanted to make sure that he could get, you know, some
yes,
of the guys.
Yes, he said it over and over and over again, and Penny kept telling him, we got that.
Yeah, I don't see why they couldn't get – I mean, I don't know exactly who he wants. I guess as many as he can possibly get. It seems like that would be a very doable thing. So, again, looks like that's going to be two scrimmages for the University of Memphis. They just did the one last year, right? It was just North Carolina. There wasn't another one. So this would be, you know, a little more than usual. But, I mean, a new team, you need as many cracks at it as you can get, you know, because you'd like to stay afloat in that non-conference. You'd like to stay, you know, to have a record that's, you know, above 500, so that when you go into American conference play and you know you're not going to have any opportunities, that you've done at least somewhat enough to have yourself on the right side of the bubble. No guarantees, but, you know, that's what you would like. So I think it's a good strategy. Again, we prefer these to be regular season games, but, you know, we take what we can get. And then the other news for Memphis basketball, and this is sort of, you know, more imminent because, you know, it has a direct impact on the roster, and this is a guy that could probably be your leading scorer. I mean, or certainly second leading scorer. Sincere Parker was back in court today, back in Shelby County General Sessions Court. This is a second court appearance following his arrest earlier this month on charges of aggravated assault and vandalism. And it doesn't seem, Jason, like much came of it. Parth Upadhyay from the Daily Memphian said he spoke to Sincere Parker's attorney, Arthur Horn, and that Horn told him that he's reviewed some reciprocal discovery and will turn it over to prosecutors later today. And Sincere is not going to be back in court until September the 4th. So this seems like it will be in limbo, you know, for the next month and a half until that court date. But unless, you know, it's dropped for whatever reason, which I don't believe it would be. But yeah, so it seems like it's going to be a holding pattern, you know, for the next month and a half for Penny in the program.
Yeah, be interesting to see how they operate, because behind the scenes, of course, it's you can operate almost as business as usual, because no one's seeing you. You're not having to make a judgment on including him in a game, an exhibition, regular season, whatever it is. If this continues to linger into the season, you're going to have a question at that point, obviously.
Yep.
It feels like. Now, Penny may have already made a decision. Hey, right now you're away from the team, one that we don't know about. I want to put that out there just in case, because again, we have not heard, it feels like, yet, unless I've missed it.
I don't think so.
Directly from Penny on how he's going to approach this. We've heard from Arthur Horn, the attorney here, about how he thinks Memphis is going to handle this, right? Didn't we hear that the last go-around?
Yes.
The last appearance, but not from Penny directly. And so my thought is, again, while it's behind the scenes, you got your camps going on, everything else, but for the most part, you're not out in the public. You can sort of keep things as they, you know, standardly would operate, doing your workouts, those kinds of things, and including Sincere. However, you know, come these exhibitions, you know, come practice when you're allowing the media to come in, you're going to have, if this thing's still lingering, hopefully it's not. I hope for Sincere he's innocent here.
Yeah.
And we have to all hope that for him, for the, you know, the situation, for all involved, but obviously for the program as well. I hope that's the case. If it's not, it has to be handled.
Yep.
And if it lingers into the season, a hard time, you know, is, again, even knowing that you're innocent until proven guilty, it's tough to just roll him out there in the middle of this, not have him sitting and waiting.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing.
I'm sure they hope to get it wrapped up quickly.
You know, Penny is playing in the Pro-Am at TPC Southwind, which I believe is next week. So that's where he's going to be asked about it.
Yeah.
And he could say, you know, I can't comment on an ongoing, you know, investigation or court case or whatever the case may be. But I don't really think that's ever been Penny's MO.
I wonder if we'll get the Mikey sort of, you know, right now we're just waiting to see what's next.
I'm sure that's exactly what it'll be. Like, yeah, we're just waiting on them to tell us. You know, I mean, which is a justifiable response.
And you said the next court date is September
4th.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's still time.
Yeah, there's time.
But if she's going to, you know, press forward with this.
If that gets pushed back again.
Right, then you're going on into the season.
Right. I think they do know that. And so they will probably, I think they would like to get it wrapped up before his season starts.
Of course they would. But,
you know, but yeah, if it gets pushed back again after September 4th, you're talking about that thing possibly going into if it gets pushed back another month and a half, you're right up on the season after September 4th. And so I don't know if that's like the end-all, be-all court date. I have no idea. But I know if you're Memphis, like, you know, it's probably wise to sort of start thinking about a life without Sincere Parker, just in case. Like, just, you know, you're not presuming innocence or guilt, but you're just saying, like, we don't know.
Right.
So we have to prepare. What is this going to look like if he's not here?
While he has seemingly been presented along with Doug McDaniel as sort of your backcourt mates, I will say we said that was one position, guard, wing,
right,
that they've recruited a lot of.
That is very true.
So while, you know, yes, losing Sincere would be a blow because you expect him, like you said, he could be your second leading scorer. Hell, he might be your first. But I'm with you. He's probably the second, and you pin that in for Doug. But point being, they've got bodies at that position. It's not necessarily something you want to deal with, but you are prepared with. Let's be real. Penny went into this offseason not just knowing he had to flip the roster, but he remember, you know, Tyrese Hunter goes down last year. You didn't have a ton of depth, especially once Dante Harris was hurt. And that's why you had Barack Okoji out there.
Yep.
And so, you know, Penny has gone about, if there's one position, you know, he's got some depth at, it's at the wing spot and on the perimeter. Now, is that ideal? No, because again, like I said, it's sort of it seems they've spent some early time. It is summer, but you've spent some early time working those two as sort of the backcourt, and it's what we'd envisioned. We got to let the wheels of justice here spin, and sometimes they spin slowly. So this could, you know, they're not going to just wait for basketball here.
Well, I think you brought up the most important point, which is that, you know, I don't think they anticipated Sincere Park would be caught up in something like this, but, you know, they did, I think, after last season's NCAA tournament debacle with the injuries, Penny said, I am never going to get caught without a guard in the tournament ever again. You know, like, I'm going to make sure I'm overstocked. And honestly, it may prove to be a prudent decision here because, you know.
Tedford, Gibbons, those guys. But then you also have that Barry from Temple. That's a guy, Zach. They could play every position, apparently.
Tedford could be your starting two.
Tedford could be a guy that's starting right off the bat as soon as, you know, he gets here. Maybe he's that kind of starter for you.
Well, I don't know. Like,
it's an open competition, you would figure.
Exactly. I don't know if Sincere's I assume he's not with the program right now, but I don't know that. It gives guys an opportunity in these workouts to, you know, make a case. You know, like, hey, this isn't just penciled in, you know. I mean, Will Wade did not take Sincere Parker to NC State. So
but he indicated that was more a lot. I mean, at least what he said publicly was that Sincere wants more, right? Gone from role player, now he wants a bigger role. I understand that. That's not what I'm looking for at NC State from him.
Yeah.
I mean, he did kind of make that clear.
No, he did.
But that said, I mean, we've had coaches that have, you know, talked about guys that have left. I keep going back to Nate Oates, you know, his thing on Quinterly. Now, he kind of downplayed that, and it's different. But sometimes, you know, you can kind of read between the lines on these coaches. I thought Will kind of addressed that one. If it had been a character thing he's not a self-starter, but I thought the address of he wants more, a larger role.
Right.
And that's not necessarily what I'm looking for there.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, that could be it. That could definitely be it. I mean,
Sincere's a bad character guy or something like that.
Well, I meant more in the sense of like, you know, maybe he's, you know, he's gettable in terms of starting role, right? Like, you could pass him.
Oh, sure.
Because, you know, Will Wade didn't, you know.
If he thought he really super
starter.
Needed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get him, whether it's, big role, little role, whatever it is. No, you're right about that.
So I would
have took him with you.
If you're a guy like Tedford or Curtis Gibbons or, you know, Quante Barry, I think this is an opportunity for you. Because again, if we had penciled, and I think we had penciled him in, you know, this is the best you're going to get. In terms of showing Penny, you know, hey, there's more than just Sincere on the roster.
Those are the three right there, right? Are we leaving one out? Maybe one of the young guys or something? Or in terms of the guards that'll be in the mix and the wings?
I mean, those feel like the three for sure. Yeah.
You think Zach Davis is more a three?
Yeah, I think he's your starting three.
Three, four, combo forward.
Exactly. If you want to, you know, go Ahmad at the five. And then, you know, this mystery guy, man, who I continue to hear, you know.
The UTSA man.
Yeah, Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
He's 6'8", plays all positions.
Yeah. I mean, where does he fit in? I mean, I assume he could be your four. He would be your quote-unquote four, undersized four who could do some things with the ball. He's a guy who, again, I go back to what some random person tweeted me and said that if they were doing a draft of Memphis's roster, he would be the first overall pick over, you know, Doug McDaniel, over Aaron Bradshaw, over everybody else. So, and again, when you go to UTRGV's roster, they got him listed as a guard, not a forward, you know, but a guard. So I don't know. It could be interesting how they do it. I mean, if they want to go big, they could put him and Zach Davis there on the wing. I don't know who would play your four. That would be the interesting piece of it because you're pretty thin in the front court, and so it's going to be an interesting lineup, an interesting year for sure in terms of those, you know, rotations. But there's an opportunity while we're waiting on the Sincere Parker legal situation to sort itself out. There's an opportunity, no question, on that team. All right, we'll come back. Jessica Benson is going to join us. We'll talk to her about all the goings on in Memphis and more. Stick around, Jason and John.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
90.9 FM, ESPN. Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Catch it on Grind City Media, hosts on the Grizz Radio Network in season. She joins us every Tuesday, and she joins us now. You know, also, like, I have some things I'm trying to convey to you.
Okay.
And I want to make sure that, like, you know, I mean this with respect and love. But, like, sometimes when I see some of your, not all of it, but some of it, your content, I feel like it's sponsored. But
content are we talking about?
Well, you know, you don't disclose it if it is, so I assume that it would not be.
I don't have any sponsors.
Okay. But maybe that's just, you know, it's so good. It feels like a commercial, you know, but
thank you.
You were doing FedEx St. Jude social media work.
Okay, well, that's different because we're working together this year. Grind City Media is partnering with the FedEx St. Jude Championship. So I'm doing some extra little stuff on the side for them.
Okay.
So,
we're all in this together. You also go to restaurants and stuff, and every time I see you.
Okay, this is the truth, though. I have no sponsorship with restaurants. If I am giving you love, and unless I say something, perfect. Like, for example, there's a restaurant attached with FedEx St. Jude Championship that I will be upfront that I was there as a part of this, but I am being authentic in my representation. Everybody thought that I did this video on this like breakfast out at
Hard Times
Deli and Kinfolk, and everyone was like, did they pay you for that? I'm like, no, 100%. I just went and I had a McGwiddle on a
McGwiddle.
Sunday morning and I had a great time.
A McGwiddle.
Exactly. We don't want to get, you know, no copyright.
Like,
you
would think like somebody would have to have paid you for that. You know what I'm saying? For you to go on there and, and talk about
it. I just enjoy making content about fun things that I do.
No, I mean, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean, I just, it's just, when I see restaurant reviews in Memphis, I just assume that someone paid that person to do them.
I'm sure there are people out there who operate that way, but mine is just places I like. If I post about you, it's because I am there. And like, there's a place that I love, and I'll just shout it out on the air. It's Onopoki on Poplar. And I hope that I can make a video for them that does as well as the one that Hard Times Deli and Kinfolk did, because I want them to thrive. Like, I love them. I want them to have infinite business. Right, so that's right. my purpose. I want my restaurants to thrive.
You do this segment for the love of the game. You do the restaurant reviews for the love of the game.
It's the same thing.
You know, are you open to sponsors? Can you take sponsorship?
Absolutely. Okay, I've got to stop with this free labor at some point.
Yeah, no, I mean, it should pay off. It should pay off. All right. On this, and I don't know how much you can say because, like you said, you're in tandem, but I saw the Celebrity Pro-Am. And
okay.
My first question was, where are the celebrities? Who's the most famous person? Who is, like, the top celebrity this year?
Who do you think is the most famous person?
Penny.
Yeah.
There might have been like another name that I recognize.
Scott Hamilton is pretty famous.
Yeah, but are you playing in it? I mean, I think you were in the top four.
I'm not. not playing in it.
I guess, you know, it's pretty tough to get people to come to Memphis in August, bro. Like, it's hot.
It is, and I do think that's something that truly, like, even people in the city say, oh, I just can't imagine being out in this. I can't imagine, like, willingly being out in this heat. But ever since I had to cover the golf tournament when I first moved here, because working in local news, like, what else are you doing in the summer? Everybody's out there. You'll see your favorite local sports reporter or anchor sitting with a camera on either 9 or 18, just, like, praying for their life, drinking 25 water bottles an hour to stay alive. But after moving on from that and, like, not having to work the tournament, I go every year. We make a point of going every year. I think there was one year where we were out of town. It really is a fun time. Like, you don't have to know anything about golf. It's just a party, and there is air conditioning and there's shade, and I'm really not trying to sell it, but I think there's, like, a general misunderstanding that you're just trapped in the smoking hot sunshine all day if you're there.
And I've read that, and I should know this, that the FedEx St. Jude Championship is one event that has eluded Scottie Scheffler, correct? We're hoping to have him in terms of that competitive fire and all of it. I mean, that would be the draw, right? As much as we talk about, well, you know, he kind of says some things that are awkward and everything else, and I know one of those things that does is his faith, and he talks openly, and I've been schooled on that. We want him here, don't you? Because in terms of the big names you can draw, he's the one. He's the most dominant.
And that's the nice thing about this being part of the FedEx Cup playoffs now, is it guarantees, like, the top 70 golfers in the rankings are there, and there is number one in Scottie Scheffler. So it used to be, you know, back in the, when I first moved here, it was like, ooh, who's going to play? Now it's, right, okay, we know who is good enough, and you're guaranteed to, at least on the PGA side, get the best golfers in the world. And Scottie Scheffler is awesome. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I watch golf every weekend, but I have genuinely grown to really appreciate his commentary off the golf course. Obviously, watching him is very fun. He's dominant, putting up numerology that equates to Tiger Woods in terms of how many majors he's won and won in his very young career. But he just seems like a really cool guy. Like, he's kind of has, like, the Jokic approach. Like, there's more to life than the sport that I'm really incredibly awesome at.
Yep.
And I'm going to stay focused on that. And I don't know. I appreciate that coming from some of our big sports stars of the moment. I think we could all use a little reminder of that every now and then. But it'll be cool to see him. It'll be cool to see Rory McIlroy. And we'll see what the whole top 70 ends up looking like. But it should turn out to be a great tournament weekend.
Yeah, I'm driving by, you know, every day on the way to work, and I'm seeing that they've already got it set up. It is a nice, beautiful thing. It's just so freaking hot, man, walking around there. But like you said, that's a myth. It's not actually hot. It feels amazing. It's like being in Turks and Caicos, basically, out there, you know, when this thing is going on. How would you, I know this is sort of a dicey one, but how do you think, or what do you think is the right way for Penny Hardaway and Memphis basketball to sort of handle the Sincere Parker case while it's still open?
Setting me up. I personally really struggle with this. I hate to throw the, as a woman, I especially struggle with this, but it's true. Like, I never want to sit here and not give somebody their due process. And I think the case with Karen Shannon last year is an excellent opportunity where I formulated an opinion on something that turned out to be wildly mischaracterized, and ultimately he had his opportunity to show that that was the case. But in the meantime, like, you can't turn away from the fact that the allegations against Sincere Parker are really bad. And if you are a program, you hope to not have somebody with those kind of allegations, or God forbid, somebody who committed those acts on your team and representing the University of Memphis. So I don't know what you do in the meantime. I never have the right answer for this. It's always one of those things that just feels really icky to wade through from the sports space.
I think Illinois did suspend him.
They did.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I don't think that.
And to be fair, that suspension, not to be fair, but like to explain, I mean, that suspension for me, somebody who wasn't, you know, directly following that story super aggressively, the suspension made me do the mental connection of, oh, there must be something there. And so that's not fair in his case. But then on the other side of that, like, the majority of women who make claims against violence from men and sexual violence and physical violence are telling the truth. So the anomalies are situations like a Terrence Shannon. More often than not, it is somebody who genuinely had something happen and is now going through the very, very difficult process of trying to receive some sort of like punishment for that person who committed a crime.
Well, he was charged.
I see many people.
It wasn't just the allegation by you know, he was charged by, you know, the jurisdiction. So I think the,
but I know his lawyer has said that it's a mischaracterization.
Right.
And you know, we always find out more details. And of course there's two sides to a story, but I see so many people be like, oh, if this person's lying, she should be punished. And like, yeah, sure. But I do strive to remind people the majority of the cases are true, and it's really hard. You know, a lot of this kind of stuff even goes unreported because people feel like they're not going to be believed, or the process of going through it is too much to get through. So anyway, all that to say, I never really quite know how to handle these kind of things.
Oh, Jeff, we had an interesting conversation with Calkins yesterday as part of our show. He did it on his. It was his question. But in terms of Memphis sports person, who has the most pressure on them? And you can define pressure in whatever way you'd like, whether that's their job, whether it's in terms of, hey, you haven't met expectations yet, right? You can, you know, whatever sports, a coach, a player, I mean, the athlete themselves, or a front office person. I mean, anybody there. But who would you have among the top of your, there at the top of your list?
Oh, man. Who are the options?
Well, we talked about Ja Morant and needing to play, right? Okay. There's a pressure there to be on the floor, not just for Grizzlies, but everything that you've got at stake, just in terms of being a face of the league, right? There's Zach Kleiman, who's got, you know, Coward. He's got Tuomas Iisalo in terms of on his back, things that need to go right. There's Penny Hardaway, who's always got high expectations.
Yes.
Ryan Silverfield, who has yet to win a conference title. Those are some of your, and Jeff had Alex Simmons, the women's basketball coach over at Memphis, very high on his list. If she does not perform this year, it sounds like, according to Jeff, she may need to be out. We were surprised. I think she was very high. That was something we remarked on.
You know, it's one of those things where, and this is what we do in Sports Talk Radio. I mean, you can make a case for any of those people. I would say in terms of, so how was the question framed? Who has the most pressure?
Yeah, I think like in terms of, you know, losing their job was kind of the whole,
that was the issue. It was defined in different ways.
Frames of losing their job.
No, I mean, nobody likes to do it.
That's why he had Alex Simmons so high on a list that we were saying, Alex Simmons?
We're so early in Coach Simmons' tenure at the University of Memphis,
especially when Melissa got 35 years. I mean, she was here for the whole Harrington, you know.
Well, and then you moved into the Katrina Meriwether time period, and Coach Meriwether was great, but
she was the first one that actually showed any life in that program, and she was promptly gone.
Yeah, and I would make a deep argument that Coach Simmons has shown a lot of life and feels very connected. She's on the younger side. She came from the Pat Summitt. Well, she played for Pat Summitt at Tennessee, so there's that like bit of Pat in her. But there's also, by being a younger coach, there seems to be a connectivity and a true understanding of like what how to connect with young people. And that feels like an important thing for a college coach in these day and age. But yes, obviously you would like to see the women's basketball team make significant steps forward. I would just say like the University of Memphis in its totality, if that's a fair cop out of an answer, from women's basketball to men's basketball to football, and those three sports being the, you know, the focus. And if you really want to put the focus on football, just because of the implications of where the University of Memphis currently sits in the college sports landscape and coming off of the Big 12 news. And you can't risk taking steps back, even though that feels unfair because you've taken steps forward and those haven't been rewarded. But God forbid you go further down and you don't even meet the baseline of what's considered a successful season here in Memphis or what's perceived nationally as a successful season, as a successful set of programs. So I would say the University of Memphis right now feels as if it is in a very tenuous situation, because college sports are in a tenuous situation. So it's not just a uniquely Memphis thing, but they are one of these schools that you're kind of trying to figure out, like, what is your place in the landscape moving forward? And for Ryan Silverfield, Penny Hardaway, and Alex Simmons, like, all three of them play a part in making sure Memphis is at least putting itself in a position where they've done all they can.
Yeah. We're talking to Jessica Benson. She joins us every single Tuesday here on the show, Course Catcher on Granite City Media, every single day. Yeah, like, one of the things when it comes to talking about, you know, pressure and jobs and things like that, you know, I don't know where you are on it. Obviously, it's not a great conversation, a comfortable conversation to have anyway, but it isn't so much of it, like, influenced by how much money, you know, that coach has to work with, right? Like the NIL, but like if you're the, in this, whether it's Ryan Silverfield or Alex Simmons or, you know, Lincoln Riley or whoever, like, the more money you have, to me, the less leash I sort of give you, right? And I think it works. For me, it works the inverse. Where do you come down on just how much the NIL budget impacts, you know, your feelings of a coach's performance?
Well, anytime there's money involved, then you're able to put, like, numbers behind things. So if you've spent X amount of dollars, there's an assumption that that should foray into X amount of success. And so it just creates another level of accountability. But I don't necessarily know if that's fair accountability either. Like, we're moving into this new world where, you know, it's not like a college football coach or a college basketball coach in the past ever had to look at a player and say, you're definitively worth this amount of money and we're going to give you this. And then this player is worth less money and we're going to deal with the personal element of that too. Like, how teammates now in college have to deal with one player making all this money and another one not making as much. And so everyone's trying to navigate this new space, but as is any business, there's very little grace period. So I do think it will turn into a, hey, you blew this money on this team and you weren't even able to compete for a championship or compete for a spot in the college football playoff or the NCAA tournament. And that will turn into yet another indicator of success versus failure in college sports.
Were you I'm banking on that you've seen it by now. ESPN certainly held it up enough times now, but the men's health cover that's got Luka, were you as blown away by his new body as we were? I'm still been looking at
his
it.
His revenge bod.
We went to go bet MVP. That was our first move.
Oh, as you should. You know, I've never been misled by a men's or women's health magazine article about the
They don't Photoshop, right?
Fitness plan. Definitely not. They don't Photoshop. They don't promote that you too can do this if you just up your protein and drink an almond milkshake every day and work out twice a day and do intermittent fasting. No, he looks great though. But, you know, many have pointed it out. We do this almost every summer, like right before your budget.
This is
big NBA. This is big NBA trying to keep us from the truth.
We heard you do this. We do this every summer, and then big NBA cut you off.
We're never gonna know. Hey Jessica, thanks for joining us. You're the best.
She's trying.
The AI got her, man. Grok got her. Grok, man, relentless. How close is she to the XAI? Would be my question. Man, I'm just gonna have to ask her what she was gonna say.
Right, maybe you can get it through text.
I'll have to get it through text. But yeah, I mean, I that was all the rage yesterday. Everybody's talking about the men's health. We were talking about the men's health.
Yeah, it's freaky. Does he stay that way is the question.
I mean, like, honestly, like,
But she said, we do this. That's why I was so
interested. We do this every year. Does he get thin? We're not just talking about Luka.
I don't think he does this.
That's why I needed to hear it.
I don't think he does. I think this is the first time he's done it.
Right. Last year, we were questioning him coming in, saying he looks out of shape. I thought folks were saying that.
Luka's been, like, kind of fat for, like, the last 4 years.
Hers was about something else. We do it with somebody else.
We just accept him because he's great, you know? He plays he plays an old man game, like what Penny plays now. If you see Penny in pickup, that's how Penny plays. That low to the earth, post you up, you know? Great passer.
Penny's like 50-something.
No, he is. And Luka plays like, you know, he's 50 in the last couple of years. Now, maybe he gets back to being the athletic. Again, did you watch the Luka 2018 highlights?
No, I didn't go back and watch them.
Bro, you got to go. I think he had, like, people actually track this. He had, how many dunks did he have first year, you know? And then you can, like, compare it, you know, to the rest of it. He had 25 dunks his rookie year, all right? Which is not, it doesn't make him a high flyer. But look, how many dunks did he have, do you think, in 24, 25?
Very few.
I wonder if that stat is recorded.
Two hands.
One.
One hand.
One dunk.
Wow.
How about this? In 2018-19, he had 25 dunks. In 2019-20, he had 14. 2021, 11. 21-22, 7. 22-23, 12. 23-24, 2. Last year, 1. This is a direct result of the fatter he has gotten, the less he has dunked. Now, RFK is here to save the processed foods. Mm-hmm. No more. We're going to put real sugar cane in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
We're going to do away with red dye. We're going to do away with all the other things. Now, what are we going to do with aspartame? Because I drink a lot of diet soda, and aspartame is sort of made to be this boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what makes the diet soda the diet soda. It's the sugar replacement, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see what we're going to do on that. But I think, are we going to get back to 2019-20 where he had 14 dunks? Are we going to get back to 25 dunks a year? I mean, that's what's on the table.
Again, he didn't need to be 25 dunks a year to lead a team to the finals.
Right.
So you don't have to be back to his max athletically, whatever that was, rewinding the clock back to young Luka.
Right.
He doesn't have to do that to be a guy that can put you on his back.
Yes.
And you're playing also with LeBron James.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know about your MVP bet again, because I just, it's weird on a team that's got LeBron James to think that a guy can win MVP.
Right.
You know, another guy besides him. But perhaps we're there. Again, that's going to require a top four, top three-ish type season from the Lakers. Is DeAndre Ayton ready, or is he just out here, you know, allegedly leaving women on islands?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he care enough about winning championships?
Right.
Have you seen that story?
Apparently,
again, he's got a lot going on with his love life, or not, whether he's in love. I don't know that he's focused on winning championships like LeBron and Luka need him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So,
yep.
And not to mention, you know, losing Dorian Finney-Smith, that's a glue guy.
Yeah.
He was big. He was big in terms of.
No doubt.
Defensively helping them be a glue guy. You're asking still a lot of an older LeBron James, and now a defense that doesn't have DFS.
Yeah.
You know, Dalton and Connect don't play great defense. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't even know if he'll be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about him after Summer League, saying he tanked his trade value as a result of that.
Oof. Austin Reeves, not a defender,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think losing DFS is a slick one that nobody's talking about, you know, him going over to Houston.
Right.
Big loss.
I think you're right.
No, we penciled in Ayton as this fix because they needed a center. They didn't have one at the end of the year. You know, now you need more defensive guys. You didn't necessarily bring them in. You know who they're banking on? Marcus Smart. How much faith do you have in a guy like that to be now your sort of defensive, one of those defensive presences? Not at this point in his career. We kind of saw that. Although he picked it up when he got to Washington.
Right.
I'll say that.
Right.
It was kind of like, where was that?
Yeah.
Couple of Lakers Grizzlies connection. You got Jake LaRavia being introduced over there in Los Angeles this week.
Yeah. He was playing better, and I know many have lamented the Grizzlies not going ahead and, you know, mm-hmm. picking up mm-hmm. that option on him or re-signing him, but I don't think he's the fix the Lakers
no,
need.
No, that's for sure.
I mean, that's not a team that all of a sudden looks good defensively like Dallas did after the trade deadline 2 years ago when Nico helped turn them into a finals team with what he did with the makeover. You know, but they're going to need to do more in L.A. to get them, you know, to that point. But I'm not doubting them when Luka looks that committed.
Yeah, exactly. He did take some money, by the way, in the MVP markets after that article ran.
I bet.
So he went from like 13% chance to like 17% chance. Huh. So, you know, again, it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be hard to overtake Jokic and SGA just because, like, they're the undeniable one option in, you know, that, in their offense.
You know who's with you? Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, no. His
y'all
his,
folks said, damn.
His opinions don't age very well, usually.
Damn. He said, what are the Grizzlies doing last year? That one looked like it. That one looked like it aged out well.
Well, Stevie Wonder had that one.
No, some of y'all were blind. Some of y'all were blind.
Well, I don't you forget, man. Ja had him figured out. He just unfortunately got injured.
There you go. Back to being blind.
He's doing his. He won Dunk of the Year, some NBA thing. I think on fan vote on social media on the NBA Twitter account.
Dunk of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
For which one?
The one that he just did in China. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lie. Y'all be believing anything I say. I don't know what dunk. He did win it, though. Whatever dunk it was, he won the fan vote of the year, the dunk of the year, because he was tweeting about it. He was like, y'all told me I lost y'all. They said I lost y'all. Y'all don't love me no more or something like
you
that.
You said you're going to stop dunking, old weird dude.
He was in it. Damn, watch y'all got to be
and,
weird.
And
man.
Tigers, they're on Twitter, preseason game against Alabama and Huntsville last year. Lawrence Dye from Lawrence Dye. So it was two. It was two last year.
It was
everybody's two. In the business of playing two. Thank you, Lawrence Dye. You're right.
It was the double clutch reverse was the dunk against the Celtics was voted the AT&T dunk of the year.
Oh, I did see that.
I don't. It doesn't give me dunk of the year vibes, though. Like, it doesn't, you know. I don't know.
He was awesome in that game. That was the one up in Boston?
Yeah.
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 But it's like it was kind of nasty.
So, anyway, there you go. Ja wins. He's got fans. It's all good. We'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.